Live bird slowed down. Burst method. Sustained air method. There should be a very discernible difference between the burst method and sustained air method. Okay, it's really as simple as this. In the burst method, you can plainly hear there is separation between the two parts of the note. It's ha ha or ha ha ha. In the sustain method, which I didn't originate this, I don't want it misinterpreted that I'm the one that made up this method or created this style. It was Nathan Wright way back in the early 70s, before I was even born. But anyway, and it had nothing to do with selling calls or competition. It was his pursuit of being more realistic. But in the examples at the front of this file, like I said, there is a space between those syllables that are sound ha ha and the one that I slowed down in the sustained style, where there is no break between the syllables. It's all connected. It's shaped air over time. Even if you slowed it down, you can, which actually makes it easier to hear, there is no break in the sound. It keeps going over time. Does it change? Yes. And those changes are due to slight pressure variations that the caller controls. And the only way to control that slight pressure variation is to use an air presentation, just like whistling or like you would blow out candles on a birthday cake. You know how you keep air going over time? But the burst, it happens so fast that there's nothing shapeable about that but the burst itself. So you can't decrease and increase the pressure to shape or bend the sound, because it's all at once. Whereas sustain happens over time, and you're able to manipulate the pressures within that airstream over time. Of course, it takes a lot of practice, and you have to develop a skill set to do it. But that's really what the goose does. The goose doesn't turn off his voice or make blunt bursts of air. He delivers a vocalization that changes in subtle increments over time.